You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Chulin is daf Chof Chet, and we're holding, the last thing we had was a machloket, whether yesh kippah la'of min haTorah or not. But this was the question that we had left off with. Today, we want to see further whether we can bring proof to the question of whether shkitat la'of is the oraita or the rabbanan. Tashma. Molak besakin metameh begadim habeit ha'briyah. If you do malika with a knife, then the nevela of that bird, being as it's not a kosher malika, will be metame begadim habeit ha'briyah. The i'amrit, ein shkitat la'of min haTorah, if you're telling me that there's no particular din of shkita. So then if that's the case, doing malika without using your finger, instead using a knife, which would mean you do it in the same way, essentially. That is to say, you will not cut through rov basar, because that, after all, is the derech of malika. So, but nonetheless, since it cuts through the simanim, even though it's bedrisa, because you're pressing downwards, but nonetheless, ta'ani la sakin la tahara midei nevela. Why is this not, for all intents and purposes, a perfectly kosher shechita, in the sense that you did the cutting of the simanim, which is shechita for an off. You don't need to do it with the back and forth and so on. And when you have a kosher shechita, even though the bird may be trefa, since over here you did cut through the spine, nonetheless, shechting a trefa bird means that it's not an avela, and it will not be metami as an avela. You see from here that it is not considered to be shkita. You basically did a drisus. Apparently, bird needs a kosher shkita, the way you do a shkita for behema. No. Hu di omar, not necessarily, because it could be, it's going ki haitana. The tanya, there is clearly a tanya. Lezer hakafar baribi omer, ma talmud omar ach kasher yeachel atatzvi veta ayal. Now, what exactly is it that we're learning from Tzviva Ayal that could possibly tell us something about how to eat Psuli HaMukdashi, which is what this is talking about? After all, the Pasuk ends with the word, Kein Tochlenu HaTameh V'Tahor Yachbav Yochlenu. Comparing it to a Tzviva Ayal makes no sense at all. Me'ata HaRezeh Bala Lameid V'Nim Tzalamat. Therefore, we are forced to say that clearly, from this point, it appears to be teaching something, and yet is obviously there to learn something. And that is that the Tzviva Ayal, which ostensibly was the source of some new halacha, is the object of a teaching that is learned from Psulei HaMukdashim, namely, Ma Psulei HaMukdashim b'shkita, just like Psulei HaMukdashim, by definition. It says, V'zavachta mi b'korcha, and that is a comparison of Tzviva Ayal to Behima. So just like Tzviva Ayal is b'shchita, so too is Tzviva Ayal b'shchita. However, and this is the important part to us, Oph in lo shchita midivrei Torah, ela midivrei Sofer. But when it comes to birds do not have a shchita midivrei Torah, they only have a shchita midivrei Sofrim. So all, we have basically two tanoi. We have clearly our first tana, who holds Yesh Shkita L'Of Min HaTorah, and we have another Tana who holds Ein Shkita L'Of Min HaTorah, and when we said before, Ein Shkita L'Of Min HaTorah, was going according to this Tana. So, we have not identified, however, the other Tana. We know we have Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, who is saying you don't need Shkita L'Of Min HaTorah, but Mount Tana the Polygon later, Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, who is the Tana that we identified as existing from the bright of Malak Pesachim and Tamei Begadim, but what's the name of that Tana? That's Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, V'zovachta kasher tziviticha. It says over here, do this zvicha as you were commanded. As you were commanded means that we have a Torah Shebal Peh that teaches us the dinim of Shkita. This teaches us Malamech and Itztava Moshe, Alaveshet, Valakone, All of this was included in Kasher Tzivitik. Obviously, we're not learning this out of the Pasuk, says Rashi, but you see from here, in other words, if we're mentioning briefly what the Ilkha Shkita are, and Rebbe points out that included in that Ilkha Shkita is Rovecha Be'Of, it's a local worship in Sinai. Obviously, it's Yeshkita Lof Minat Torah. Tosis learns that there's a remez that he's bringing from the actual Pasuk, and it's a remez of the Gematria. Ka'asher is read as Asher is the olive is Echer Be'Of, Shin is Shnayim Be'Behema, Reish is Ruba Shalakat Kamohu, and the word Ka'asher, if you take the otiot, the first letters and spell them backwards, they spell Ruba Shal Echad Kamohu. Ka'asher. And there you go. All of our din. But in any event, we now have a machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar HaKafar Baribi. According to Rebbe, yesh kitolof min haTorah. According to Rebbe Elazar HaKafar Baribi, ein kitolof min haTorah. And therefore, the shitot that we had yesterday, when we were discussing the different ways of understanding the Hekesh of Zot Rata Be'ma Va'of, we had Rebbe Yehuda, Mishum Rebbe Yitzchak Ben Pinchas. That sheet of Rebbe Yehuda, Mishum Rebbe Yitzchak Ben Pinchas, Ein Shkitolof Ben Atar, was going to go to Rebbe Elazar HaKafar. The Braita that we had before was going according to the sheet of Rebbe, and therefore we cannot ask from a Braita on those sheet of. Continues the Mishnah to say that Echad Be'of is kosher. So all you need to do is to have the sheet of a single simon Be'of. Itmar. Reb Nachman Amar, Echad Be'of means either simon. It's just either the Veshet or the Koneh. Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar, no. Only the Veshet. If you shech the Koneh, it's insufficient in a bird. So Reb Nachman Amar, O Veshet O Koneh. Look, it says in the Mishnah one. It doesn't say which one. When you say Echad, it means Kodu. My Echad, any one of them. Rav Ada Bar Ava says no. If it says Echad, it means the one. It has to be the Veshet, not the Koneh, because my Echad, Miuchad, the one that is the Iker, and which one is the Iker? Obviously, it must be the esophagus, because the esophagus, if it has a tiny hole, it becomes a trefa. Mashen came, the kana, if it has a hole, doesn't bother anybody. We make holes in the kana all the time to facilitate breathing, a tracheotomy. These are things that are done as a matter of course, and they don't bother the organism. So, mamela, it's clear that there's a greater sensitivity to the life force in cutting through the veshet, and there isn't a kana. Therefore, if you're only going to do a shkita of one simen, it's got to be, says Rav Ada Bar Ava, it's got to be the one that is most sensitive to life. Meitve. Shachatet veshet. Yacharkach nishpeta agargeret ksheira. Now, this is something that we've discussed many times before in different contexts, and this is a braita, which is that if you shech the veshet, it's curious that it should say the veshet, and then after you shech the veshet in a bird, the gargaret is pulled out of shape. So that it's now is torn out. So what? It's kosher. You already finished the shkita, because after all, it's an oath. On the other hand, if first nishpita gargaret and then shechata the veshet, then it's possible. Well, because it would be a treifa. Shechata the veshet v'nimtzeita gargaret shbut. How about if you do a shkita? After you open up the bird, you find that the gargaret was shbut, and now you don't know from when. There was in fact a maysa like this. They asked the shayla, "V'yamru kosa fake b'shkita psula." Now, don't you think it's funny that throughout this entire discussion, never once talks about the other way around? It always talks about the shkita of the veshet. Why doesn't it ever talk about the shkita of the gargaret? Obviously, because you cannot do just the shkita of the gargaret. That's what I think. Gargaret is the connect, right? So, shkita b'gargaret lo katani? Yeah, but that's a different point. It's because you're not going to find it the other way around. In other words, the gargaret is avida lishtamute. The gargaret is easily detached. It's like a hose. A hose is detachable. So, mamela, okay, over there I understand that the case makes sense. Talk about the other sense case where you did the shkita on the gargaret. And then you find the veshet shmuta. Then you find the veshet shmuta. And the veshet is basically, it's all a single piece. You can't even isolate it. It's all, if you try to pull out an esophagus, the esophagus is like completely connected. You can barely make it out. No, the rings is the gargaret. And the gargaret is it stays separate, and you can pull it out, it moves around. But the esophagus is almost like part of the flesh around it. Toshma. So it's just logistics. It's not because there's really a difference in the shvita of one or the other. We want to talk about a case where it makes sense. Okay, how about this? Toshma. Shachat shnei chatz eisim anim ba'ov psula. If you shechted two half simanim in a bird, it's possible. We don't add up the two to say, okay, this is at least as good, because after all, it's a bird. We don't say that. And obviously, in a behemoth that needs two halves are not going to do you any good. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not even the question of rov wouldn't even help you. Because ba'of ajishot et, when it comes to a bird, you would have to shech, now dig this, et haveshet vetavridim. You have to check. Remember, we had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah saying you've got to cut through those arteries. Okay, fine, but the point that we care about right now is the only word that he mentions of the simonim. He says the veshet. Why the heck did he say the veshet? Could have said either. You could have said achishkot etakaneva avridin or achishkot echad avridin. So why does he say veshet? Says the Gemara, well, that doesn't necessarily prove anything either, because that could as well be logistics. What's the logistics? Mishum the veshet samuch livridim. It's because on the neck itself, if you're going to be cutting through the vridim, it's going to be as you cut through the veshet, because they're next to each other. Mashenken, the corner that sticks out, I can get near the vridim. So we talk about the vridim. Toshma, shachat chatzi gargeret. Now look at this. You sheft half of the kanim, which does not make it a treifa, remember? Because you need to have rov to make it a treifa. And then you stop in the middle of the act. And now for the first time we're mentioning what is the shiur of shehiya, the amount of time that it would take to do a full shkita. You wait that amount of time, and then you go ahead and you finish. Shkita tok shera? The shkita is kosher at that point. Now, I'm assuming that when it says vigamar, it means you finish what it is that you're doing. And what were you doing? What were you doing? You were cutting a gargaret, specifically. But you didn't finish rov, okay? You then waited vigamar. So what did you gamar? Gamar the gargaret, which obviously only makes sense if you're talking about a bird. If you're talking about a behemoth, it doesn't help to be gamar a gargaret. Fine. So what it's telling me is that as long as you didn't start it with the veshet and create a treifas, shehiyah is not a problem. Because all that you did was is you made a slit through the neck of a bird. So it doesn't make it a treifa. It wasn't rov. Had it been rov, you would have finished the shkita. So it wasn't rov. Now you come back an hour later and you cut the little bit extra, which makes it a kosher shkita. No. Very good. But meanwhile, what do you see? You see that a shkita of a kana is 100% okay, because that's all you did. No, says the Gemara, maybe it's talking about an animal, not a bird. Lo, bivema. Bivema, but then you need to shech bosiman. Correct. When it says gamar, you mean gamra la shkita kula. You finish the entire shkita, meaning, so okay, so you started off with a non-trefa slit, gargara. Now you come back an hour later, what are you going to shout at me? I did shehiya? No, I didn't. I cut a kana. Why do you call that shkita? I didn't do anything. Now I'm coming back. I'm starting my shkita right now at the point that I could start at the broken kana. So, and now I do the veshet also. But what does this have to do with the question of whether shkita of a kana alone is kosher in a bird? We're talking about a cow. So this has nothing to do with the issue. Okay? Let's take a look at the next braita. Tashma. Haresha ya chatzi kana pagum. It's basically the same idea. You started off with a cut through a trachea. So whatever, the bird had an accident. Now, you add a little bit. I can't talk about an animal. It's talking about one simon over here. So my lav ba'of. And you finished it means you finished what? You finished the chatzi kana pogum. In which case you see that you can check the bird only by cutting through the kana and not needing to shech the veshet. And that seems to prove that Rav Ada bar Ava is wrong. You cannot say veshet v'lo kana. No, I'll say the same thing here I did before. When it says Gomro, it's not referring to the Kone, it means finishing the Shkita. We're not talking about a bird, we're talking about a Behema, and Ma, it's talking about Behema, Umay Gomro, Gomro Leveshet also. Okay, let's take a look at the next riot. Ketzad Mokin Chatata Of. Alright, we had this before. How do you do Malika on a Chatas? Well, you're not allowed to cut the Bosimonim. Chotech Shidra Umafreket Belorov Basar. Achimagia, now dig this. Achimagia, Leveshet O Lakona, okay? Higia Leveshet O Lakona. Now, is this absolutely clear that there's no difference between them? Chotek Siman Echad, obviously, Veshet O Kona. Verov Basar, Imo, at the time that you do, obviously you don't do Rov Basar Imo as you're cutting through the back of the neck, because then you'll turn it into a novella, and then after it's a novella, Laka Shemeta, is Aymer and like that, we said, okay, that's obviously insane. It's got to be you cut it below Rov Basar. After you do the Shkitata Siman, then you complete the Rov Basar Imo. All right, my friend, we now have a checkmate. To Yufta, the Ravada Barava, yes, boing, to Yufta. That does it. I mean, can't get around this, can you? Okay, so my Haviel, what's the bottom line? What are you talking about, my Haviel? We just checkmated him. What are you trying to bring back the dead? Get a comrade. You said checkmate. Yeah, but I thought of a way out. What's the way out? Because the Oma Shine Hatam, look, I mean, it says over there, and it even makes the point of saying Verov Basar Imo and the whole thing. So, I mean, over there, if you shucked one simen, and at the time you're shucking the simen, you've already cut through the spinal column. And now you're going to cut through, like, anything that's left. I mean, so obviously, if you do an act like that, this animal is kaput. So, I mean, this bird is kaput. So, in that case, I understand the Torah is not makbid, since you're doing malika. Malika involves serious damage. I mean, you're talking about, you've basically, this head is disconnected. Totally. There, okay, it doesn't make any nafkamina, if you cut through the breathing tube and now it's got an esophagus, or you cut, doesn't matter. Whatever you cut through is kaput. So it's got an esophagus. A lot of good esophagus is going to do you without a brain. You know? Okay, so therefore this animal, this bird, in that case, it's either way is kosher. But if it's a functioning animal, the brain is still working, and it's still attached to the rest of the body, now you're telling me that you only shechted one simen, it could be either one. No, I'm not persuaded. That's the point. Therefore, I don't really have a raya. So I'm asking, okay, take back your checkmate, put your pieces back on the board, and now tell me if we've got a raya. My Haviyala. Okie dokie, bring another raya. Ahubar Avzad Avi Bei Rava. There was an actual case. Rava is sitting in his Beit Midrash, and somebody brings a shayla to it. And they bring a duck that has a bloody neck. And it's and obviously, this we don't have to be afraid that this duck was attacked by an animal that would have made it a drusa. This is a different one of the trephis is called a drusa. I think it was shrita, and that has to do with the claws of certain animals and only certain animals. The claws of the animals, such as a cat, as we well know, causes a systemic reaction, which this is called a tarfus. A dog, let's say, that scratches you, doesn't cause anything. A cat that scratches causes now a trepha called a drisa, and we have to check the entire organism, or it has to live for a certain amount of time, and so on, which we'll talk about later. But in any event, we don't have to worry about that. Why? Because later on the Gemara is going to say that if we just see blood around the neck, we can assume that maybe it was an accident. So it was trying to get through a fence and got caught on the neck. Or maybe it was attacked by an animal. But why assume it was the type of animal that would cause a dream? Maybe it was a dog. So in other words, that we can avoid, the question of that trephis. However, what we have to worry about is, of course, if the neck is bloody, how do we know whether it cut all the way through? Maybe it made a little hole in the esophagus. If it made a little hole in the esophagus, we're in big trouble. Because now it's a trephis. How are we going to shut it and be marching for achila? So they wanted Rava to decide whether they could check this bird.
It's still alive, obviously.
Yeah. It had an accident. It was bleeding.
Yeah,
they see it's all red around the neck. It obviously had bled. It was an accident. So they want to know. So what can we do? So Amar Rava says, okay, what do we do? This is a serious problem. Because We certainly can't just shecht it. If we shecht it, we'll never be able to check the neck to see whether it was a treif. Why? If we first shecht it and then we're beit hakif, how do we know we didn't shecht exactly in the place where there was a hole? So that's second half. Okay. If we first are beit hakif and then shecht it, so what we can do is we can gently remove the skin, which is not a problem. We know it's skin. We remove the skin from around the neck. We look at the esophagus, and we see whether there's any hole in it. You can't do that. Because, Omar Rabba, Veshet Ein Lo B'dika Mi B'chutz, there is no way to check the esophagus from outside. Because the coloration of the esophagus from the outside is red. It's bloody. You can't really see anything. It's like looking at a piece of meat and trying to decide whether it bled. There's no way to see anything. The only thing you can do is you can open it from the inside and invert it. If you do that, then the inside is lined with a white membrane, and over there, it's easy to see. If it was punctured, there's going to be a mark in that lining. So the only way to do the bedika is inside. So what do? We can't check it. We obviously can't invert the esophagus to see the lumen if it's alive, so there's nothing to do. So Rava's son, Rav Yosef, was sitting there. He said, well, what we could do is we could check the trachea outside, because the trachea can't be checked outside. So we can remove the skin, look at the trachea, see whether there's a cut in it. And it's easy to tell because it would have to be rove that would pass there. So, I mean, you're going to see if it's sliced through more than 50%. So if we see it's not, so then we can shecht the trachea. I thought according to Rav Arava, it doesn't help to shecht the trachea. So we can shecht the trachea. And then we can go ahead, and that will be machshirit. Then we'll do a post-mortem, and we'll take the esophagus, we'll invert the esophagus, which has not been touched by the shechita, and now we will see whether the esophagus had been damaged, and there you go. There's no reason to waste a good duck. Let's invert the esophagus. Omar Rava said, Rava, my little boy Yosef is as smart as Rabbi Yochanan is when it comes to treifas. The kid's a genius, I tell you. Chokham Yosef Bree betreifas to Rabbi Yochanan. See, Rabbi Yochanan was a tremendous book in treifas. And we see that Shmuel used to send all of his questions to treifas. Piles and piles full. Rabbi Yochanan used to get 100 emails a day from Shmuel. Anyway, Alma. So you see clearly that it says over here, it's no problem, you can check the kana. This is not local lemaisa, you're asking me, my havi alo. This is not local lemaisa. Alma echadika, alma ohai, ohai. But you're asking my havi alo, my havi alo doesn't mean, can we disprove? I mean, Rabbi Barava can argue on Rabbi, but that's not the point. You're asking, okay, but bottom line, this is like a fantastic example of a practical application of this question, where there was no option at all to do the shechita through the esophagus. They say, okay, so don't. So do the shechita through the trachea. So obviously, we do not even take into account the question of, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. Yeah, even l'chatchila, this is the way we do the shechita.
And when he touched a bird.
What's that?
And when he touched a bird, which had so many shadows on it.
What's the shadow? There's no shadow. It had a bloody neck. Where's the shadow? Nothing happened to it. Shilas where something happened to it over here, even though later on we're going to see that there's an Indian not to eat something that required a psak of a chokham. I don't even know if this is included in that, because this is just to see whether we need to look at the if there's a shilas to the chokham. Now the next thing that we had in the Mishnah was a very strange sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to shecht the arteries. How do you shecht arteries? It's very weird. The arteries are part of Shechita, the Vridim. Omar Rav Chista, look, first of all, you should know that he didn't really mean you have to shecht the arteries. Bechlal, he wasn't even talking about an animal, anyway. He was talking about a bird, and the only problem that he had was that since birds are small, they are often put on a rotisserie. Put them on a rotisserie, where was there an opportunity to really get the blood out of this bird? See, a behemoth, you cut it up, you butcher it. If you're butchering it, then, I mean, the blood is leaking out from all over the place. You don't have a problem of not getting rid of the blood. So you do the salting, that's it. But if you've got the entire organism whole, and that you shecht it, there's no opportunity to get the blood out. You don't open it up. And now you're saying, okay, but I'll roast it, the blood will drip out.
With its internal organs.
Yeah, whatever. Or without it. The point is I don't cut it open. I just stick my hand and pull it out. So where do I get the blood out? But a behemoth? Behemoth's not a problem. Give it the menatcha, ever since. Anyway, it's butchered. It makes no difference. Lotzari. So in other words, he's taking for granted that when Rabbi Yehuda said, Achichart that I've redeemed, all he meant was, it's a problem of blood. It's a practical issue. So in other words, Lameimah, are you saying that time in Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Dam, it's all about blood? But the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Dam, Achichart that I've redeemed. Why? I mean, who would call cutting through arteries shechita? So obviously he is not talking about blood, he's talking about some other issue. That the act of shechita is nogea somehow, the redeem. How do you explain that? Well, no, what it means is shechot doesn't mean literally do shechita on arteries. That's crazy. He means achi nakevet avridim. All he means is you have to make sure that they're cut. When he says achi yishchot, you know what he's trying to tell you? You got to do it b'shat shechita. You can't wait until this animal shechta, then it just sits there for half an hour. Now, you're going to cut the vreedim. What do you think is going to happen? Nothing. The blood is settled in already in the avarim. You need to do this while the blood is going to have a chance to get out. It's even going to pump out. Heart's still moving. The blood is warm. You'll get rid of most of the blood. So, actually, not gave it up. Vreedim b'shat shechita is what it means. Toshma. Okay, look at this brighter. Vreedim b'shechita. Give it a beauty. What are you going to do with that? Yeah, I say the same thing. I'll say it means v'redim tzarech l'nakvan b'shat shvita, the Rabbi Yehuda. That's basically what he's trying to say. Yeah, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda figures everybody understands that the v'redim have nothing to do with shvita. Toshma, omru lo the Rabbi Yehuda. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, does that make sense? Mi'ach shalor huskur v'redim elo latzimei amdam. What's the point of even discussing arteries if not for the issue of making sure there's not blood in this animal? Then why do you say you need shechita? Mali b'shechita, mali shelo b'shechita. Now that seems to imply that Mechlal Rabbi Yehuda sovar b'shechita. Apparently Rabbi Yehuda really does hold it's b'shechita. And the Rabbanim are saying, well, what do you need b'shechita for? We agree with you, you've got to get out the blood. Well, of course. What do you have to do that? With an act of shechita? No. What they were saying to Rabbi Yehuda was, Mali l'nakvan b'shat shechita, Mali l'nakvan shalo b'shat shechita. They understood, obviously, he didn't really mean you need to use the knife for the shechita knife, it has to be kosher knife, and it's going to have all the psula shechita, and you have to go back and forth. They were only saying, why mention shechita? It doesn't even have to be the time of shechita. Whereas Husavar, he, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it does have to be b'shat shechita. That's why he keeps making this shechita comparison, because b'shat shechita, while it's the time of the shechita, then the blood is going to come out because the blood is still warm. The chayim avon shalom b'shat shechita lo atidam. The blood was already kareer, already chilled off, and now what makes you think you're going to get the blood out? You're going to drip a little. That's not going to be enough. In the neck. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Vridim lo Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when you're cutting the vridim, suppose you did a shihia, suppose you did a drisa. I mean, are the psule shechita going to pasul the vridim? I'll leave with Rabbi Yehuda. Shahaba and darzba mahu, Omar leahu saba. That famous saba said, and some, of course, as Tosis mentioned before, the famous saba is Eliyahu Hanavi. Unless, of course, we're talking about the famous Saba being turned into a pile of bones. It wasn't him. But Ahu Saba said to him, look, Rabbi Elazar said, or some say, Ahu Saba told Rabbi Elazar, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what are you talking about? You're talking about Hachaloda. You're talking about Drisa. You can take a thorn and puncture it, and that's fine. Menachon Bekotz Vein Ksherim, obviously. He never meant to imply you need to do an act of shechita. That's nuts. Tanya gavate der chista shachat shnei chatzai simanim ba'of pasul ve'in tzarich lomar bivhema. If you shechted two half simanim by an oath, it's possible, and for sure by a vehema. And here, remember what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda omer the oath hachishkotet aveshet v'tavridim. You see, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oh, birds." Birds, you got to get the breathing. So in other words, that's exactly what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda said, Rav Yehuda never meant you need to check the breathing. Rav Yehuda said it was a problem with birds, because they're small and are often rotisserie, that you have to cut the breathing. And here we see Rav Yehuda himself saying, birds? Birds, you got to cut the breathing. So obviously, Rav Yehuda was not referring to the breathing being part of the act of Shkita, and that seems to confirm exactly what Rav Chisda said. Then we said, Chatzi Echad Be'of, or Echad V'Chetzi B'Ve'ema, is possible. Itma. Rav Amar Mechtzal Mechtzal Karov. When we say that you have to shech Ruba Shalachat Kamohu, the truth is, said Rav, that if you shech it precisely 50%, it would be kosher. Rav Kahana says, no, if you shech 50%, it's not a rov, ain't a karov. So apparently, Rav Amar Mechtzal Mechtzal Karov, in other words, what it was that Moshe Rabbeinu was told is that Shechita needs to have not left behind a ruba. So that now, if you're looking at this organism, you say, is this a fully alive, capable of continued life? To continue life, you need to have rov. So don't leave behind rov if you do Shechita. So therefore, Mechtz already is not leaving behind rov. Because as we saw yesterday, there's a concrete relationship between the Shechita that removes the potential being in a vela and the natural death, or an accidental death, which creates the velas. So what you have to do is see to it that this has already been affected through human agency, an act of Shechita, that it doesn't have most of its life force left. You remove that, which is not rov, but which is mechza, then it doesn't have rov to live. That's all you got to do. Now, when it dies, it's not an avail. Whereas Rav Kahana says, no, it's the act of Shechita that we focus on, not on what it is that you left behind, and therefore you have to shecht. Mechza mechza is not rov, because Achyam Alei Rachman Al Moshe. Shchot Ruba, do the act of Shechita as a rov. Why should we look at Shechita as dealing with not leaving over? That's a rather strange way of looking at it, says Rav Kahana. Tanan. Now, the Mishnah said, and this Mishnah doesn't seem to be any way to read it with this understanding. It says, Chatzi Echad Be'ov. The Echad V'Chetzi B'Ve'ema Shechita Sapsula. I mean, how do you get to read this according to Rav? If you shecht it half, it says it's pasul. But Rav said if you shecht it half, it's karov. And Iyam, if you're going to say like Rav, that mechza mechza karov, why doesn't it say it's pasul? Am I a pasul? Ovid, like, basically you're saying he did the rov already. Well, Rav would say this is a gzeir de Rabbana. Because, I mean, to get exactly half, you know, maybe you're making a mistake and it's a little bit less than half. So therefore, Rabbanim made an gezerah, dilma lo atilu mevat palga. Maybe you didn't really complete the full half. Mm-hmm. We're getting there. Omref Katina, Toshma, in a case where we have a tanur that is made out of keres, and this, of course, tanurim were always the source of our devastating machlokas about what does it take to be matayar a tanur. So if you split a cheres oven, a clay oven, into two parts, now, the din is, of course, if you break a kli, and you break it berov, then it loses its tuma.
But less than one piece.
Yeah, or if you cut it into three pieces. But how about if you split it exactly into two parts? What would be the din? So if the two parts are shoving, then both of them are tameim. Why are both of them tameim? Lefisha e efshalat samsem. Because there's no way to say that there's not a rove. Or one of these pieces is a rove. And therefore, you don't know which one is a rove. What are you going to say? It's precisely half. You're going to measure the molecular content over here. There's no way to measure this exactly, to cut it exactly into two parts. And therefore, there's no one that would be taught. Now what is that saying? What is that saying in the Braita? That theoretically, if you were capable of knowing precisely that this was exactly a half, and this was exactly a half, what would be the din? Tahori. It's just that we don't know. I mean, he should have said, what do you mean a half is not a rove? He didn't break a rove. So you see from here that what we're saying is that the problem is, I mean, if you're going to say that it's considered to be a rove, what we're saying, my Torah, Zielachi Karuba, Zielachi Karuba. I don't understand. If you're telling that Mechza is Karuba, so then what do you have to tell me that it's Yeshua Tzamtzim? Basically, if you cut this into two parts, according to Rav, both parts are Rav. That's what you're saying, because a Mechza is the equivalent of a Rav. So you never took away the shame of the Kli. Omer of Papa, brilliant. So you're telling me there are two Ravs. That's what you've done. I mean, you turned this into a quantum tanur. You know, each one of them is a rove. I mean, it had to be two roves in one tanur. So since, if you're coming to the bird, you don't have to deal with two roves. You have to deal, do I have the rove b'shchita or not? According to Rob, do I have the rove of the leftover of the animal? That's the important thing. So I don't need to deal with the part that isn't involved. I only need to deal with one part. So see, halakhically speaking, the mechza is defined as rove. But where the halacha has to deal with both parts. Each part is mostly rove. You can't say that each part is mostly rove, because you don't have two roves, bechat mana, trei rove, bechat mana, leka. And therefore, we cannot possibly say that according to Rav, there would be a rove in each part.
Do we consider it a suffix?
Well, yeah, we'd have to say, well, that's what it means. Yefshut Tzamtzim is a suffix. That's what we're saying. One of these parts is rove. I don't know which one it is. So I have to treat it as tummy. I don't know which one it is. Toshma. Shochat chatsi gargeret. Now look at this. Shecht half the gargeret. Now according to Rav, half the gargeret is already rove. Shecht half the gargeret. You do a shehiyah. And now you continue shechting. So shah ba kadei shechita acheret. V'gamra. Is the shechitato ksheira. Now, if you're going to tell me mechza al mechza is kerov, then you already made it a treifa from the first part. Now, if we're talking about a behemoth, we got a real problem. Because if you just shechted the kana and you shechted, it didn't do the rest of the shechita, and you stopped, and mechta is karov, then you've got a treifa on your hand. So if you continue shechting, it's going to be a treif. According to Rav, there's no way to make this kosher. Yet it says you can make a kosher. Ah, but that's because we're not talking about a behema. Misavrit behema. We're talking about a bird. So why is it kosher according to Rav? Because Mamanushah. If Mechzal Mechz is Kerov, fine, it's kosher. According to Rav, it's kosher because you shechted it. In Mechzal Mechz in a Kerov, that's you don't know the Rav. So then it's kosher because you never turned it into a treifa. Lo avad velo klum. You didn't do anything. And therefore, it's clear that this is not going to be a raya one way or the other. Tashma, reshaya chatzi kana pogum. Suppose you start off with a whole, but only half. Now you add a little bit. Hosev of kol shu, v'gomro, you finish it. Shchita sekshera. How could the shchita be kosher? If you're going to tell me mertzal mertzah is karov, then it's a treifa. Right? Here we're not talking about a bird. You did a treifa, yeah. It was originally a treifa, not what you did. It was pogum. I show you a chatzi kind of pogum.
Slice already, which was rove.
Yeah, it had an accident. Whatever. Cut it. Didn't cut rove. Chatzi, exactly. But according to Rav, chatzi is already a treifa. Oh my Rav, no. Rav said, for shchita, chatzi is kerov. He never said to turn something into a treifa that a chatzi is karov. Shaine le'inyan treifa debina rova nira le'inai. When it comes to treifas, there you have to have an obvious rove, even according to Rav. Tomorrow we're going to discuss why that's true. Toshma, molak besakin metame begadim abet abliya. The Iyamid, Ain Shita Lofman Taran, Inamit Kitovalachidum Afregat Avalitri Fa, Tanila Sakina Taramide Nevela, Uniomakia Tana, the Tani Revelezra, Kafar Baribi Omer, Matamudomakasha Helatat Sviva, Yal, Bahimala Manu, the Sviva Yomi Atare, Zabala Maid, Vinim Salamad, Makish, Sviva Yal, Psalemukdashim. מה פסולי המוקדשים בשחיטה? ארץ סביב היער בשחיטה. ועוף אינו שחיטה מדברי תורה, אלא מדברי סופרים. מה נתנה דפוליג עלי, דרבי אלעזר הכפר, רבי, תניה רבי אומר, וזבחת כאשר ציוויתיך, מלמד שנצטווה משה על הוושת ועל הקונה ועל רובכת ביוף ועל רוב שניים מבין מעם. אחד ביוף יתמר, נחמן אומר, או וושת או קונה. רבן הברב אומר, וושת ולא קונה. נחמן אומר, או וושת או קונה, אחד קטן, what's the difference? אחד קולדו. רבן הברב אומר, וושת ולא קונה. אחד, אחד means ביוחד. The one that is sensitive to even the slight hole to make it a trefa, which is the veshet. Meitve, shachatet ha-veshet, v'achar kach nishbuta ha-gager kshira. Nishbuta ha-gager, v'achar kach shachatet ha-veshet, psula. Shachatet ha-veshet, v'nimtse ha-gager shbuta, v'inu yodeim kodem shkita nishbuta, im liyach ha-shkita nishbuta, ze ha-yam ha-aseh, v'omru kol sefek b'shkita psula. Notice there's never once a hint of shkita b'gageret. Lo katoni. Yeah, but that's because logistics. It's a mishum de gageret avida lishtamute. So we want to take the case that's a reasonable case. Toshma shochat shnei chatzei simanim ba'of psula vein tzorach lomar bivheima. Rabbi Yehuda omer ba'of ad shishchot et haveshet v'tavridim. What do you think he mentioned? The veshet. Well, you have to mention the veshet. Do you see that the veshet is the only one you could shecht one of? Nah, that's also logistics. Veshet is so much levridim. Okay, Tashma. Shachat chatsi gargeret. Vishaha kedei shchita acheret. V'gamar shchitato kshira. Mar lav bo'of. He says ki gamar means gamar la gargeret. No, talking about a behema. Gamar means gamar la shchita. Kula. Okay, Tashma. Vishaya chatsi konem pog. Vodil of koshu v'gamro. Just with the gargaret, with the kana. My love, both. My gamro, gamro, la kana. No, you will have to say it's talking about a behemoth here also. My gamro, gamro, la veshet. Toshma, keitzad mokin chatata of. Chotech shidro mafreket below rov basar. Archim agiel la veshet o la kana. Igiel la veshet o la kana. Chotech simen echad verov basar imo. Ubaola shnaim or rov shnaim. Clearly, veshet o kana. Nothing to discuss. To yufta, to rabada barava, to yufta. Okay, so what's the bottom line? What do you mean, what's the bottom line? Kidikamre. Well, dilma shani atam, dikashiru mafreket. So, I'm asking you, what's the bottom line? Tashmada, u barav, zidavi beirava. Ata, kimamas, miskwe doma. Oma rova, oye baboy, echinave, nishkate, vada, nivdeke. Dima babakam nekevka shachi. Nivdeke, vada, nishkate. Omar Rabba Veshet en la Bedika Bachutzel Bifni? Omar le Rav Yosef Berei, what's the problem? Nivdike la Kona, Nishkate la Kona, and now you have a kosher shkita. Then, Adel la Kula Veshet, Livdike. Omar Rabba, ah! Chacham Yosef Berei, Betrefis Kribi Ochana, Alma Echadika, Omar, Ohai, Ohai, Aloch la Maisa. Rav Yosef Berei, Adji Shkata Tavridin, Omar Rav Chista, don't take that too literally. And the only problem is really the blood. And it's all of it, so leo kulo ke'echad. Whereas the behema, given the menacha, ever, anyway, what's the difference? If you cut the vridin, there's plenty of place for the blood to be removed. Wait a minute. The memory of the time, the rebutim, shem damru, hazan rebutim, achi yishchot the tavridim. Nah, it just means, achi yinakev the tavridim. It says, achi yishchot. It means you should be menakev b'sha'at shchita. Tashma vridim bishchita, give Rabbi Yehuda. No, that also means it means vridim are bishat shchita. It means circle nakvan bishat shchita, give Rabbi Yehuda. Tashma omrula Rabbi Yehuda. Well, we hold miracha shaluskur vridim elolot simeim dam mali bishchita mali shalom bishchita. So in other words, mikhlal that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds for some strange reason that you mamish have to do shchita. No. And they're just saying, what does shchita have to do with it? Mali lanak van b'shat shchita. Mali lanak v'shalo b'shat shchita. And what indeed is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda who connects it to the time of shchita? Because hu savar b'shat shchita ati dam. Because the dam is warm. Shalo b'shat shchita lo ati dam. It's already cooled off. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Vridim, Shaha Bam, Doras Bam, Mao, Omele Husaba, Hakam Rabbi Lazar, some say, Omele Husaba, Lira Rabbi Lazar, Hakam Rabbi Yochanan, Vridim don't need Shkita, Vridim Menachvan Bakot Vein Ksherim. So obviously, what do the Psur Shkita have to do with the Vridim? It's silly. Tanik Abbasur Rabbi Chista, Shachat, Shnechat, Say Simoni, Be'of Pasul, Vein Tzerkolim Rabbi Vein, Rabbi Yehuda, Be'of. So obviously, Rav Chisda was right. Rav Yehuda was only concerned with the vridim, but oof, not the behemah. So it must be a question not of shchita, but of dam. Chatzi echad be'of, echad v'chiz behemah, itma. Rav Amar, actually, mechza mechza is korov. Rav Kanam and mechza mechza ain't no korov. So Rav Amar, mechza mechza is korov, och yom and erachman al Moshe. Lo tishayer ruba. Rav Kanam and mechza mechza ain't a korov. If you hold like Rav, a mechza, a mechza is korov, I understand. So how is it ever possible? Ovid le Rav? Nah, that's only the Rabbana. Because after all, I mean, it's so close. Dilmalo adilam evet palga. Omrav ketina toshma. We have a tanur made out of cheres. You cut it into two pieces. Nonetheless, both of them are tummy. You know why? Because one of them is definitely a rove. If shalat samtsin. Now, what does that imply? That if it was if shalat samtsin, it would be tar. But why would it be tar? Because each part should be rove, according to Rav. So zielachi karuba, zielachi karuba. Omer of Papa, what are you trying to tell me? That one tanur consists of two roves? That's a pretty good trick. Trey Ruby, Bechad Mono Lekas. I could possibly say both of them are rove. Toshma, Shochat Chatzigar Geret, Vishahaba Kadesh Kita Keret Vigamra, Shkita Dok Shira, Vihamet Mechza Mechza Kerov, Itrafala. What do you think we're talking about? A behemoth where it was a tray? We're talking about an oath. The reason this works perfectly well with the old, like Ravi, old up of Kad is because we're Manavshach. If Mechza Mechza is Kerov, said you already finished the Shkita. If you have Mechza Mechza in a grove, you didn't do anything. So you don't have a problem with Trefus. And lo v'loklum. So Lamaisa works out according to anybody. Toshma hare shoye chatzi kone pogum vassil of kosher v'gomro shkita tok shira. V'yam et Mechza Mechza kerov should be a Trefa. Omar Rav, no, when it comes to Trefus, of course you need a robe. There being a robe on the early nine, even according to Rav, there you would never say Mechza Mechza is kerov. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Okay, we're holding on Daf Chof Ches, Omid Aleph, Meseches Chulin, and Yom Chof Ches, Chedesh Shvat, Tav Shin Samar Dalet. We're holding in the middle of the Sugya that questions whether you have a din of Shechita Laif or not. The Gemara was asking if you hold that Ein Shechita Laif Min HaTorah, as we suggested yesterday. The question would be, how could you understand a din in which a drisa or a nechira of an oath would not be machayev you in kisei hadam? Because if ain't shkita liyot min ha-teira, then what's the nafkamina? As long as you cut the simonim, you should have to be mechasa esedonai. So the Gemara answered that the case was talking about a chaya, but ain't nothing on. If we were talking about an oath, nechira of an oath would actually be machay of you. Also, if you hold like Rav Yitzchak Ben Pinchas, would be machay of you in kisei hadam because in shkita life in atayra. We're going to continue today with various rayas as to whether you shkita life in atayra because it was introduced yesterday, the sheet of Rav Pinchas. Toshma, molag besaki matani begadma besabliya. We saw before, if you do Malika with a knife, you end up with mamish and nevela. So if you eat this bird, you whatever clothes you're wearing, it's time to come tame, like the din of nevela seif tzahar. The problem is like this. Let's even assume that you, when you were melech besakin, indeed, you turned it into a treifa. But he amadein l'shvita li'ayf min ha'tera. Ni nami d'fitova l'shidru ma'fregas av l'treifa. Tani l'sakin matara midein avela. Why wouldn't you have a situation in which, when you got to the simanim, you stabbed it with a knife, but that's shvita. When it comes to a bird, stabbing with a knife is shvita, according to the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, right? So then you ended up making it kosher, at least as far as Tumas Avelis is concerned. Because if you shecht a trefa, then you're metairet min deit avela. So why is it metairet min deit avela? This is shechitas trefa. Hu diyama ki haitana. The truth is, says the Gemara, of course, this braisa is predicated on the assumption that yesh shechita liyayf min atayra. But nonetheless, that doesn't mean that it's a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Because there is another Tana that says that indeed yesh shechita, we find both yesh shechita liyayf min atayra and yesh shechita liyayf min atayra. Hu diyama ki haitana. The Tana Rabbi Elazar HaKafar b'Rabbi Yonir. We're talking about over there to the din of Psulei HaMukdash. And the Torah says if there's a mum on a behema, you can be paid to that behema and you can eat it the way you would eat a tzviva ayol. Tzviva ayol are not really for carbon. So tzviva ayol by definition would be kulim. Same way you eat the tzviva ayol hatomei vator yachdav. And so too you can eat Psulei HaMukdash. But I mean, it doesn't make any sense to compare it to a tzvi vayol, does it? I mean, malamadim, a tzvi vayol, what is din? You said, atamei v'ator yachdav, that there's no din of iser achila betuma. So what's the purpose of the comparison to tzvi vayol? Me'atar is a balalamed, lamad. The posik pretended on the surface to be teaching you something from tzvi vayol. But in actual fact, it was teaching you something about Tzvi Vayol. Makish Tzvi Vayol Psulei HaMukdashim. Ma Psulei HaMukdashim B'Shchita. Ap Tzvi Vayol B'Shchita. But it's coming to tell you that there's a chiyuv to treat a Tzvi Vayol, even though they're not brought on the Mizbeach. Nonetheless, you have to be shochet them, although they're not shayach to Kodesh. Now here we clearly see the derivation of the dinim of Shchita from Kodshim. Because we're starting with kachim, and we're moving on from kachim to animals that are not shayach to kodesh b'chalal, like a tzvi v'ayal. But when it comes to an oaf, ein lo shechita midivrei Torah. There is no moker in the Torah for shechitas oaf, because there's no such extension of the dinim of shechita onto an oaf. The most that we have is tzvi v'ayal. Ela midivrei sofrim. So l'maisa Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas' halacha, that was quoted yesterday by Rabbi Yehuda, is based on this man, the Omar. You can't ask on him. This is already a brisa. You can't ask on him from the other brisa that says that there's no din of tara midein avela by using a knife to do malika. Enochinami, that man, the Omar, holds yeshri to liyot min hatera. Who is that man, the Omar? Man tana de polagelei de Rabbi Elazar HaKafa. This brisa that was said over in the name of Rabbi Elazar HaKafar Baribi. Who is the Man D'Omer who argues on him? It's Rebbe. It's actually Rebbe Yehuda Anosi. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, V'zavachta kasher tziviticha. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that there will be dinim that are the mitzvah of how to do shechita, which are given over to you bal peh. The Rambam actually quotes this as one of his indications of the nature of the Purish HaTorah being called the mitzvah, says Kasher Biart in the Hakdama of the Sefer. And from there, says Rebbe, we see that behind the scenes, between the lines, Mitzvah Moshe ala Beshet, v'ala Koneh, v'arov Echa Biyov, v'arov Shlein V'Behem, and it's all the dinim. We see from this pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah, but we just don't know in the writing of the Torah. But meanwhile, what do you see Rebbe refers to over here? Rov Echad Ba'of.
So apparently he's telling you that it is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that there should be rov echad b'yotos. This actually brings a remez from the letters. So ka'asher is the aleph is echad ba'ov, and the shin is shnayim b'beheima, and the resh is rubo shel echad kamo, and ka'asher backwards is rubo shel echad kamo. Resh kof la'an. Well, Rosh Hashanah was backwards. So, that's a rare Tosfos to talk about Balaturim type approach. Echad ba'ov. The Mishnah now goes on. So in the first parak, we spoke about the various, we could say, preparations for Shkita. Who chefs, when you chef, with what you chef, what you have to chef. In this parak, we're discussing Hashaychet. What do you do when you do Shkita? What is involved in doing Shkita? So now we're getting into the nitty-gritty. So up until now, we spoke about the materials here of Shkita. How do you know the cloud that you do Shkita? How do you know it's from the neck? Does it apply to a bird or does it not? Now we're moving on in the Mishnah to discuss what, in fact, is the nature of Shkita. So the Mishnah said Echad B'yayv, but by saying Echad is a little bit vague, because Echad could mean either, or it could mean the one you know about, that I haven't defined. So what's the Echad? Itmar, Rav Nachman Amar, the Echad is one out of two simonim, whatever you like. I mean, no Veshet or Konak, it could be either one. Rabada Bar Ahava Omer, no. It means the Veshet. You cannot be Yotze Shchita on a bird by cutting just the kona. The kona is not significant enough to be matir, because we know that the veshet, in fact, the shear of trephis on the veshet is a mashu. Mashu a kona. You cut half a kona, there's no problem at all. It's not a trephis even. The mela is unreasonable to say that the kona alone would be considered a Maisa Shkita. Maisa, put in a straw and let the animal breathe through the straw. What's the big deal? It's nothing but, it's a vacuum cleaner hose. It's a big deal. You cut the vacuum cleaner hose or put something over it. You say, yeah, you're going to look at that as being the mucker of the chias of the bird. Therefore, it's Dafka the Veshet. Rav Nachman, who says, O Veshet O Kana, he says, look, the Mishnah says Echad. I mean, I don't know, last time I read it, the word Echad means one. Anyone. Echad is Kodahu. Ravada Barava says, no, it's a Meshet Lokana. Echad always means the singular one. Miyuchad. Which one is Miyuchad? Only the Meshet, not the Kana. Mesa. Shachat et HaVeshet ve'acharkach nishmita ha'gargeret kshira. We spoke about this before. Here we say, if you first check the Veshet, and then the gargaret, which is another word for kana, was nishmata, but was peeled off now from its chibur in the jaw, so then it doesn't matter it's kosher, because having checked the Veshet, you're already yotzi your shvita. But nishmata gargaret v'acharkach shachatat haveshet psula. If, however, first the kana was nishmatet, so it was no longer attached, now you go ahead and you check the Veshet as possible, because you already now you don't have a kosher simonim, however you match with it. Shaka that HaVeshet v'nimtseta gagaret shmutan. How about if you didn't realize when this took place, you went ahead and you checked the Veshet, and then you realized after cutting up the bird that the kana actually was not attached. You don't know when that happened. Ve'inu yodein kodem shkita nishbeta, ve'yachar shkita nishbeta, ze haya ma'ase. And we had this before, which there was an actual ma'ase. And they passed in kol safek b'shkita psula. But you have to be able to define the shkita clearly in order to make it kosher. We got into the shaila of the chazaka, what is it? You remember the Ravunas, the old mind we had before the first part. So now, you'll notice that throughout this whole discussion, it never once mentions Shachat et Hagargaret. It always talks about Shachat et HaBeshet, and what's the din of what was the status of the Gargaret at the time that you went ahead and you checked with the Beshet. And it could just as easily have talked to the other case. You shefted the gargaret, and what was the status of the veshet? Why always is it focusing this way on the shchita specifically of the veshet? Vilu shchita begargaret lo katami. That's not because you can't chastigar it. It's because the normal case is for something to get detached. The gargaret gets detached the same way that your dryer hose gets pulled off of the that's, it's easy to pull off a veshet. Pull it off. You can't just pull off a veshet. So in the melee, we take the case, which is the norm. You don't find a veshet shmuta. You find a gargaret shmuta. So it talks about shechita and the veshet in order to illustrate the case of the shmitas agargaras, but it's certainly not because the shechita d'avka, a shechita of a veshet, and not as a gargaret. Toshma. Okay, what about this? Here the brisa says, shachat shnei chatzei simanim ba'ov psula, ve'in tzarich lomar bivheima. So if you shecht two half simanim, you can't add up two half simanim to equal a simon. I mean, that's possible. Obviously, in a behemoth is possible, but even in a bird it would be possible. In a behemoth, that's the mishnah, that's the fair share. It has to be ruba shalach. Two chetzis do not equal a whole if they're in two half of different things. Then neither of them have been cut.
Two rows.
Two halves. Exactly half.
Exactly
half. That's the way it goes.
6% count.
What is the difference between kosher and trade? Yechuta sayah? Yivdalten bena kadosha bena adam bena echo, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now here we go again. Take a look at this. The oath. Ach yishchot et haveshet vet havridim. Now why did he say it's a veshet? What? I don't understand. What's the veshet? I mean, we said echad either. So what you're saying is a veshet vet havridim? No, again, you're getting mixed up. That's because the veshet is closer to the vridim. So memela, it's a discussion of the veshet, just to make it easier to understand it. If you're cutting, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, you should be cutting also the vridim. By the way, this is an interesting insight into the question of what are the vridim? Are the vridim the arteries or are the vridim the veins? Because if you're talking about the shechita of the bird, and he's Rabbi Yehuda, is saying you have to cut the vridim. I mean, in modern Hebrew, of course, we use a vrid as opposed to an orek, where vrid means a vein. But in classical Hebrew, we don't distinguish between arteries and veins. Now, in the actual structure of the bird, the veins are out on the surface. So the blood is returning to the heart, but it's not under pressure. It would pool. And it's being pushed under pressure with the arteries, which are inside. Obviously, we're going to be more shomer on the arteries, so evolutionarily speaking, if the artery is going to be inside, more protected. The thing that is closer to the veshet is the arteries, not the veins. And yet, it's not clear what he means, achishchot es avridim, that action is a machlokas, whether achishchot es avridim means dafke the arteries, which most hold, or whether it means all four, the arteries and the veins. And some dinosaurs from the Mashmaliotas will see that means only the veins, which is a little strange, because the union for, if you're talking about to get out of the dam, isn't all that helpful to be cutting the vein.
Could you do all three of these in one slice?
Sure.
Yeah. If you didn't have to move the knife.
Of course you have to move the knife. What do
no,
you
no,
mean?
I mean, you don't have to, like, take it off.
That is the same shir of shechita. To matzavar on kamalei tzavar michutz l'tzavar. Fine. So, but in any event, it's just interesting that this seems to be an indication, because it says that the vridim is somuch to the veshet, that it's a reference to the arteries. Toshma, shachat chatzi gargeret, v'shaha k'dei shechita acheret, v'gamar shechitato k'sheira. Now, the Chor, it's talking about a bird over here. It says, you cut through half of the gargeret, and you go out for a coke. And then you come back, and you finish. Now, so you had the shear of shiya. The shear of shiya is how long it would have taken you to check in the first place. It took you longer than that to go out for a coke and have a drink. You came back in, and now you complete the shechita. It's kosher. Now l'chora, it's kosher, my love. Both. Here it's saying, it's talking about, obviously you couldn't have a case like this with the veshet. You made a hole in the veshet and you went to get a coke. Forget it. It doesn't help now to be mocked of the bird by coming back. So what are we referring to over here? Only a shechita through the gargaret, since it was only a half of a kana that was pogum, so to speak, with your knife. The first part didn't matter at all. It wasn't a shechita. There was no shechita. It wasn't a trefa. You're starting your shita now on that last millimeter that was going to make the difference between the rov and the kulo, correct? And that shows you that a bird is kosher with shita through the gargaret. So what are you trying to tell me, that it's only kosher shita in the veshet? So my lav dog, my gamra, when it says gamra, gamra means gamra le gargaret. No, not necessarily. Now how do you know we're not talking about shita the behema? And so you went ahead, you checked it first, the kona, went out for the coke, came back in, and now you finished all shchita. Gamra meaning gamra the shchita, not gamra the kona. And then, obviously, it's not saying anything about whether you could check only the gagaret and a bird. We know you have to check the gagaret and a behemoth. So my gamra, gamra the shchita kulas. There's no raya from here. Okay, how about from here? Tashma. Hare shayach chatzi kone pogum. V'osif alav koshuhu v'gamro, shechita tov kshera. If you start off with a half broken kone, so it was cut through halfway, now that doesn't make it a trefa. You add the tiniest little bit, and you now have a shechita that's kosher. Now that's talking about a bird, right? You can't add a tiny little bit on the behema. You have to cut through both simanim on the behema. So my lav ba'oth, it's talking about shechting a bird. And when it says gumro, it means you can shecht a bird by adding another millimeter to that kona that was cut, which proves that a kona is a perfectly valid way of shechting a bird. So how would you try to tell me that it means dafka the veshet, as Rav Ada Bar Abba claims? Says the Gemara, I'll say the same thing. No, it's talking about a behema. Look, the behema, when it says gomro, it means gomro, meaning you added a little bit, the gomro, meaning, and then you went to the next sim, and you completed that sim, and now you have two simonis. You added 1 millimeter to the kona, and then you went ahead, and you shafted also the veshet, which you have to do in a behema.
But the other half, if half was pagum,
we've had this already six times now. This idea, you know, there's nobody claims you have to shech the rov simon. It's only that you need to have the rov of the simon b'shchita. Remember the case we were talking about, a goy shechs the first half, and you add a little bit. That was compared indeed to this rice the chatzikon and pogum, right? There's no din that you have to cut a certain amount. Only that at the point that the animal has now been nitar, la'akila, that should be done, whatever it is to do. If to do is only a millimeter, it's a millimeter. If it's a full tusimon, it's a tusimon. What's that?
What, isn't there a pause in between? I mean, what kind of pause?
But the first part wasn't part of the shkita. Doesn't count. It's nothing. It would be like saying somebody's paused by cut through the skin. And then he went to get a coke, so who cares? Skin has nothing to do with the shchita. The same thing over here, the first part is on the ger shchita, because it's not part of the treifas. It doesn't make any difference, one or the other. Okay, how about this? Shema, kesad mokin chatata of. Go back to our favorite over here. How do you do malika na chatata of? Chotek shidro mafrekes, pelorov basar, Akshamagia Leveshet O Lakana. Take that and put that in your pipe, Zada Barab, and smoke it, huh? It says over here, Beferish, either Leveshet or Lakana. Now you're going to start arguing on me. Higia Leveshet O Lakana, Chotek Simanechad, either one, Veshet O Lakana, Verov Basarima, Ubo Lashnaim, or Rok Shnaim. That does it. To you, to the Ravada Barab, to you. I'd like to see him. Answer this one. Yeah, so my Havi Allah, so what's the bottom line? My Havi Allah, what do you mean what's the bottom line? I just showed you, it's finished. Nothing to talk about. Kidda comrade. Well, actually, I thought of a response. Actually, I could have said to you. See, unfortunately, I only thought of the response after he left, which is usually what happens. So you could come back in, you could say, so what's the bottom line? And start the conversation again. Dilma, shiny awesome. Tika Shidro Mafrakis. You can't bring a riot from Malika because it's very possible that the dinim of Malika would be inherently different than the dinim of Shrita, since Malika always will be cutting the mafreket, you see, and the shidra. Because of that, this animal ain't got much time to live anyway. I mean, you've already started, it's dying. You know, so there, okay, I understand, you continue your malika hasiman to be either sinai. But where the entire process of taking the life of the animal is through the simanim alone, which is by Shrita, over there, Rav Barava was saying that just cutting a karna doesn't really make a difference. You'd have to cut the veshet.
You understand him on the virgin?
On what?
From Lita.
No. So my haviyala, Yomishani Yotri Kishidru Mafrakis. My. Toshmada hu baravza da havi be rava. Atya ki mamatsmis kue dama. Let's take a look where we have a raya from here. There was a little goose that was brought to Rava while it was still alive, and it had blood smeared over its neck. Now this led him to suspect that smeared over his neck. So it's led him to suspect, of course, that there was a problem over here of what? Actually, it's a little bit of a machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi was the problem over here was that we had a question of whether perhaps there was a hole in the veshet because they had obviously been attacked. But there's no problem of a drusa. Drusa, there's a different concept of drusa. Not to get used with shrita, drusa, shrita. Problem of drusa is an attack by an animal, but only those type of animals that carry in their paws, that carry ziara, that is, they carry some type of chemical or some type of bacteria that causes infections or burning away, which itself causes the shreifa. Even if it's there, even if it wouldn't have caused a hole, it would still be drusa. You can't be bodic there without being bodic the entire body. You have to say grof kala laguf, and so as we'll see later. So Rashi learns there's no problem over here of a drusa, because we have no reason to assume, and he says we'll see later on, that we can be told that maybe it cut its neck on a piece of cane, you know, a sharp piece of cane. Why should we assume that there was an animal, or even if it was an animal, it could have been a dog, and a dog doesn't cause a drusa. Who's to say it was a cat or something, you know? So Mamela, you don't have to worry about the suffix drusa over here. You only need to have a bedika of the hole in the simen. That makes things much easier. Tosfos argues here, and I think we should wait until we get to the sugya of drusa to see what the machlokas is and how it affects the dinim over there. But just remember that this is a machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos. The Pashtus will talk about Rava was worried there was a hole in its neck. So Rava said, I'm a Rava Heshinavi. What are we supposed to do in order to be able to be makshir this bird? Nishkate, Rada Nibdikate. If we shecht it and then we go ahead and we're biting it, how do you know that you didn't check in the place where the hole was? There'd be no way of being bodic it because a hole in the veshet is a mashu. How are you going to see, once you've got a cut veshet, how are you going to see that it was no hole there? Nivdike vahada nishkate. Should we first check it and then shecht it? So in other words, we'll basically operate on it, cut away a flap of skin, look at the simen from the outside, see that it doesn't have a hole, and now you'll go ahead and you'll be bodekit. Ah, but you see, that won't work. There is no way to check for a hole of this type in the veshet from the outside, because the veshet from the outside anyway looks all bloody, redded, and so on. The only way to check the veshet is by turning it inside out and looking at the lumen. There, the lumen is white on the inside, and any hole will show up. Any hole will show up as a spot of red. So you'd need to check it from the inside, but unfortunately, to get to the inside, you've already been matching the animal. So what are you going to do? Omalei Rav Yosef, Berei, Rav Yosef, his son. Of course, this is what Rabbah was waiting for. Dad, Nivdekei Lekana. What you can do is you cut away the skin around the kana, and then you can go ahead and you can shech the kana. That'll be makshir the bird, and then you can do a post-mortem on the veshet. And then you can see whether there was a hole in the veshet. Vada lechul a veshet, turn the veshet inside out, believe the king. Omar, Rava says, wow, chokom Yosef Bri betrayed the Rav Yosef. See my boy Yosef? He's brilliant. He's like Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan, the reason we talked about Rav Yochanan, we'll see later on, Shmuel sent 13 camel loads of Shilas and Hilchos Trefus to Rav Yochanan to Tabas. He says, look at this. The boy's a genius. Alma Echa, because Alma Ohai Ohai. You see how local of my son? That Rava was paskening, it's either one, because otherwise what Rav Yosef says doesn't make any sense. According to Rav Ada Bar Abba, he should have said to him, no, very nice, my son. There's only one little problem. You can't be matar a bird by shechting the kana. So your eitzah doesn't work.
Ready?
That was a gistera.
Why did we have to be
both
after
Tana
before we shefted
it then?
Why couldn't we just shefted the
Tana without Jesus? I mean, it wasn't a hole.
But we just said before
that
we don't have
that's recent.
But if there's a hole in the Tana, that would have been enough, even a minor hole.
I thought
we just said before
that
there's a hole.
I'm sorry, in the Tana,
not on the
vessel. Oh, I'm sorry, in the Tana, maybe there's a rope.
It has to be rubbed.
You have blood all over. You have to check it.
Oh, so we're saying that there's
blood. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Rav Yehuda Omer, Achi Yishchot Et HaVridim. You have to cut through those vridim. Omer Fistulo, Omer Rav Yehuda El HaBa'ot. This din of Rav Yehuda was only said about a bird that you have to cut the vridim, because that's all the Tzalei HaPulot Ke'akot. You know, you see all those birds on rotisseries all over the place. How are you going to get the blood out of them? So there, you have to make sure that the blood is released at the time that you shecht it. Avo behema? Behema, it doesn't really matter. If you went ahead and you didn't cut the vridim, even afterwards you're going to have to cut up the animal into pieces, right? And it's going to be butchered. So it's a butcher. Then the blood will come out. It's no problem. Wasn't the bird? Where's the blood going to come out from? So behemah kivan de menatcha ever losot. You don't need to cut the vridim because an animal anyway is butchered into separate pieces.
And what does that mean?
So there's no problem of blood. And there's apparently the din of cutting the vridim we see from here is only in order to get the blood out. That's what Rufus is saying.
And because the behemah is going to be cut up, it will bleed.
Well, you'll get the blood out afterwards.
How do you know about Dama Nefesh?
Dama Nefesh? Well, yeah, we're not bringing it as a question.
How are we going to get out of Dama Nefesh?
You won't. You don't need Dama Nefesh and Chulin or in Kutchin.
Does the blood come out from the parts of the baby from the salting? Is it from the act of cutting up the parts?
No.
Or is it salted? Yeah. Because you did it in a part, the salting would be
effective.
Well, for Celia, you don't need salting.
Right. Chickens don't cut up.
Generally, they're not cut up. They're too small. I don't know. What's wrong with your home? All kinds of funny things you do in your home. You're not going to tell me now that your wife cuts up chickens. Actually, halacha lemaisa, we're not machalic. We're machalic in one direction. If you intend to spit an animal and roast it whole, that then you should have to cut the breeding. But if you intend to cut up the bird, you still have to cut the breeding. Because it's a norm. It's a norm of the animals, not that it's solar calf. The norm of the chicken is that it is solar calf. Remember that in those days, chickens used to be actual balakayas that walked around barnyards.
They weren't raised.
No, they weren't. They weren't these things wrapped in plastic with white bodies. So the name, in other words, what you're saying is the time of the Rebbe Yehuda Mishum Damhu. Wait a minute over here. If Chista is taking for granted that what Rebbe Yehuda says, Tzarek Mishchotes Havridim, seed and breathing has something to do with blood. I mean, that would be like saying that cutting the simonim or to get out the blood. A conservative rabbi would say that. I mean, what's it? Are you going to say seriously the Torah is saying cut it in order to get out the blood? I mean, well, that's the Shvita. But then, you know, not Shishchot is not breathing. You know, I mean, Shvita to get the blood out. Shvita has nothing to do with blood. How did Rebbe Kista come to the conclusion that it's only a din in blood? Imachi in that cave it's a breathing. Actually, it just means you have to make a hole in the breathing. When it says the word Achi Yishchot, he means that that hole has to be there, Bishat Shchita. Achinko Bishat Shchita. So you want it to go, all the animals go pumping blood, you want to get that blood out. Tashmal, look, you know, you want to read that in. What are you going to do about the Brice? The Brice says, read in Bishchita. Divrei Rav Yehuda. That means Bishchita, not a blood issue. A Shchita issue. No, but it also means, read in means at the time of Shchita. Tzorech l'naklan b'shach shchita, divrei Rav Yehuda. Tashma, how about this? Over the Rav Yehuda. They argued on Rav Yehuda, and they said to him, v'chi b'yach shol l'uskul v'yin al-hashi b'dam, ma'li b'shchita, ma'li shalom b'shchita. So they're shouting on Rav Yehuda. Well, as far as we're concerned, what's the point of breathing? Breathing is only to get out the blood. So where do you come off saying that you need shchita on the breathing? But that means that according to Rav Yehuda, you do need shchita on the breathing. In Alma, b'chlal the Rav Yehuda zavar b'shchita. You do need shchita, otherwise why are they shouting it in? If the whole point is blood, as we hold, why would you hold as a dinner shchita? So don't try to change the gears on us that it means really nekiva, b'shach shchita. What they were saying to him was, Mali l'nakvan b'shach shchita, Mali l'nakvan shalom b'shach shchita. The dinner is over here, as far as we're concerned, only to let the blood drip out. If you're going to keep the arteries whole, how's the blood going to drip out? Right, so who cares whether you do that at the time of the shchita, you do it afterwards, but whenever you do it, the blood will drip out. While you're roasting it, the blood will drip out. V'husavar, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, wait a minute. B'shat shchita atidam, dechai. At the time of shchita, the blood will come out because the animal is warm and pumping. But shalom b'shat shchita lo atidam dechorer. I mean, the blood already is... I don't think you don't really need that. It's chorer is not necessary with coagulates. Yes. Doi Rabbi Yirmiya. Read him the Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yirmiya obviously was not there at the time that we had the discussion. He didn't hear Rav Chista's minor that it's only a question of blood. So he was worried, what would be the din of shehiyah? Let's say the guy took a break after cutting the veshet for the kohen. Now the bird is kosher, but not according to Rabbi Yehuda. You need to cut the breed in. Is there a din of shehiyah? Is you'll possible it by cutting the breed in and the shehiyah? So the Rebbe Yehuda, Shaban, how about if you do a drisa? How about if you stab the breeder? What would be the dinner? Leave it to Rebbe Yehuda. So apparently he didn't know. As he thought when Rebbe Yehuda said Shchita, it means Mama Shchita maybe. If it's Mama Shchita, maybe the dinner of Shchita even applied to it. Amalei Alu Saba. And so that famous old man, you know, in all the Alfred Hitchcock movies, there's Alu Saba in every Alfred Hitchcock movie. In the Gemara. Well, in the Gemara, Usaba is a Yohanani, Tosa suggests. I must get shot. So, Amala Usaba, Okyama Rabbi Elazar, or some say that Usaba said to Rabbi Elazar, Okyama Rabbi Yochanan, what are you talking about, Shchita? Menachem the coat same chair, like a thorn punctured them. The only idea is that they should be cut. As far as the mentioning of Shchita is concerned, it just means B'shach Shchita. Tanya Kavata Rav Chista, we see that Rav Chista is right in this, that Shachat Shnei Chatzoi Simon Abov Pasul, Vein Tzorof Lama Bideima, and Rabbi Yudomer, Ba'ov, Ad She Yishchot, Et HaVeshet, the Et HaVridim. So in other words, he's saying you need to do a Shchita, Veshet and the Vridim, as we saw before, that this means the element of Bishat Shchita, and it's enough to do one siman, either siman, and in according to the Tanakam, he's only talking about the din of Hutzah Sadam.
The Vridim were never mentioned in the when they always said that it means
And Elfi Nani. 100%. That's exactly what it says. All the scripture says that then is only in Tov, not in the next week. And he reviewed it, says it the same. And yeah, but read him again. Not doesn't have to be a shkita. So it's once you throw in that word ba'oth, then it's clear that it's a din, and that's exactly what this is saying. Why ba'oth? Because in an oath, there are things to be tzaleh. But if there's really a din of shkita on the read in, what does ba'oth have to do with it? That's what Rav Kishta is saying. You should know the din of review is limited to oath. It's a din of dam. And don't view it as part of Shkita. And we finally found the Mokka, Tani Kabasa, the Ferris. Reviewed on the oath. Actually, yes, first.
That was in the mess, Shkita. Anybody checks it? What was the reading cost? Who takes care of the reading? With the sergeants, he cuts the neck and goes off. Who's in charge of the reading? Who goes to check and see if there's
anything? The sergeant has to check the neck himself anyway.
Yes, make sure the reading.
When he looks at it, and he looks down. I mean, it's never really nagea. It's not shy to do it otherwise. I mean, you'd have to be very careful.
Not to eat the bread, but not to cut the bread.
You'd have to be careful not to cut the bread. It would be a feat to cut through the simanim, because it looks like we cut through both simanim, and to cut through both simanim and not to hit the breeder, you'd have to be use a kind of knife that doesn't go across the whole neck on the outside.
Yeah, but even if you cut one simanim, just cut the simanim.
No, you have to cut both simanim. We pass.
Does it mean
you
don't cut the breeder, no blood?
Does it
mean if you don't cut the breeder, no blood will come out from the shita? That's the idea.
No, you would have local bleeding. But you wouldn't have this, we wouldn't have spurting, would you? You'd have to know, like when you cut the skin, it bleeds a little, but it's not done. Now the question is, when we say, Rov Echa, Chatzi Echa, it turns out that it doesn't quite mean perhaps what it says. Now, it's going to turn out, by the way, at the end of the sugya, that we misunderstood something here. And this was not a reference to Shvita at all. But we made the mistake at the beginning of thinking that the following machlokas between Rav and Rav Kahana was a machlokas as regards Shvita. And that's why we had problems with our Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Chatzi is no good, but Rov is good. But it's a strange machlokas in which Itmar Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Kirov. Rav says half and half is the equivalent of Rov. And Rav Kahana says Mechza Mechza Eno Kirov. Now, the only way to translate that into the dinim of Shrita is to say, that Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Kerov, in other words, the mitzvah is, I don't think I'm going to leave Rachman on the measure. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe was, Lo Tishayer Ruva, don't leave most of this simon uncut. Rav Kahana Amar, Mechza Mechza Eino Kerov, okay, I'm going to leave Rachman on the measure, Shchot Ruva. Because according to Rav Kahana, the mitzvah that was referred to in the Zavaka, Kasher Tziviticha, what was that Tziviticha? Was that mitzvah? Cut through most of the sinner. So, it's the Gemara, and what are you going to say? So we just had our Mishnah. The opening Mishnah of the Perek says, Chatzi Echad B'yoyth, V'Echad V'Chetzi B'Veheima Shkitaso P'sula. Now, V'Amrit, Mechza Mechza Kerov, why would it, the Mishnah say it's possible? Ha'ovid Le'rov, you'll have to say, according to Rav, that's only Midrabban. And they made Chemerza Merza Pasul because Dilma Loyotzi the Mevet Ruba. Maybe he won't do the Avin Palga. Maybe he wouldn't do the half. So, in order to make sure he does the half, we said you have to do the robe. But Meikar Adin, half would be enough. Again, we will see at the end that all of this is just words in the air. They were never talking about Shkita at all. Omer of Katina Tashma. Rav Katina, how can bring a riot about whether Mechza Mechza is Kerov? Chokol Ishnai. Look, you've got a tanur over here that became tummy. Now, a tanur is made out of cheres. The only way you can be matired is by breaking it. But in order to break it, you can't have rove of it kayim. If rove of it is kayim, the shame of the tanur is still there. Now, it says, Chokol Ishnai v'hem shavim. If you cut this tanur exactly into two parts, then shnehem tameim, both of them are tamei, lefishi yefshar metzamtzem. Because there's definitely a rove in one of the two pieces, so therefore the tanur is whole. You can't tell me that it's literally down the middle and it's exactly molecularly similar. Forget about it. So since there's a rove, you never broke the tanur. And he had to explain that's because E.F. Charlotte Samtain, you're never going to get an exact analysis of where it's half. Okay, fine, but if you could. Let's talk about theoretically. He's saying, her E.F. Charlotte Samtain, the implication is, if you could, theoretically, have gotten an exact split of this tanur into half and half, boom, it would have been busted because there's no row, right? And it would have been taught.
Because it's exact.
Because it's exact. There is no row. You only have half and half. Now the problem is, if you could be exact, then you would say, well, no, the tanur is broken, all right, because you don't have room in either piece. Tahorim. Oh, now wait a minute. Amai tahorim. If you're going to tell me, like Rav tells me, that mechta al mechta kerov, we should say to Rav, sir, zilachi keruva, zilachi keruva. Wherever you look, you're still going to have room because mechta al mechta is kerov. So how would that tanur be broken? Both pieces are complete tanur, so to speak. Amra Papa, what kind of question is that? Trey Ruby, Bechad Monolai, how can you have two rows in one? Where you're dealing with Shechita, there's only one part that's significant. Not the part that's left, which is totally insignificant. That's a piece of meat. But the part that was cut, that's the din. So we're only analyzing, okay, how much was cut? Rubo? Well, that's Rubo. Great. You can't come back and say, wait a minute, but the rest of it is also Rubo. The rest of it isn't there, but we're not interested in the rest of it. So Rove is only going to define the significant part that the Halach has to deal with. Over here, when it comes to this tanur, both parts are equally significant. So what are you going to say? You have two Roves? What, are you crazy? How could you have two Roves? So in a case where it's a contradiction in terms, obviously we could not apply a din of Mechta Mechta Karov.
Sometimes when we have
Bezerra, they're
looking at both
at the same time, so we'll tolerate something like that. So if I look at this one by Bezerra, I don't know. Whoa. Tashma. Shakat hati gargeret v'shahaba kidei shechita akeret v'gamra shechita kshira. And here it says, you shecht half of the kana, and you went out for your coat. And then you went back in and you finished your shechita, that's kosher. Now, I don't get it. If you're going to tell me mechta mechta is kerov, then you made it a treifa. Assuming we're talking about a behemoth over here, right? Which was what we said before, we're talking about a behemoth. So when you check the through half, if you're going to tell me that mechta mechta is kerov, then that means a half of a kana that's broken is actually a rove of a kana that's broken. So, memela, you should have now a treifa. Yeah, misafet the behemoth. What, you think this is talking about a behemoth? Who ever suggested that? Who ever suggested that? Don't look behind you. Of course, we're talking about an oath, and therefore, mamanachos. He meftal mefta is kerov. So then you did the rov b'shita. If meftal mefta is not a rov, then you didn't do anything, and therefore, there's no problem one way or the other. Now, do you want to be hanging while we're Shaya and go out for a Coke until 8:15 tomorrow night?
Yes.
Or do you want to get to the two dots? This is going to be a heck of a Shaya.
Why is it different? I don't
get it. Right. You have no right to say two dots. You have to go to do your touring, tour guiding. I understand, but if we don't go, then we're not going to do any Hilka Shuva. That's okay by you. Uh-huh.
Seriously,
what would you like to do in terms of, shall we go, keep going? It's been a long time. Oh, okay, I'll answer you. Okay, but you want to meet at 8:15 to do the rest. Huh?
Oh.
No. Do that end the surgeon. About this. We should wait. Okay, now you're asking why Itrifa? If it's talking about a behemoth, and you're telling me Mechta is Kerov, then cutting through half of a corner is the equivalent of cutting through a rope corner. What's been a baroque corner that's cut, not for shkita, since it's a behemoth?
Oh, because it's not enough for shkita.
That's right. It's possible that it's for shkita. You can't view it as part of the street now.
Possible by stopping it.
Correct. At that point, it was already traded.
But the first of all,
because it's more than
the Hema we're talking about.
So you may want to take a literary
like the term.
What's
the literal translation?
Exactly. Exactly.
Are you sure?
Like, they want to take
the Gemara, it's not like restriction.
So somebody's bringing things to specific, very clear cut questions. Thank you.